Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Myanmar's election returns trickle in. Myanmar's election, or rather National League for Democracy Party, accused the Union Election Commission Tuesday of intentionally delaying the release of parliamentary election results. Those few results that have been released show the NLD with a huge lead over the ruling Union Solidarity Development Party, which is backed by the military. The Russian government says allegations that its athletes were part of widespread doping and efforts to cover it up are groundless. A Kremlin spokesman says the evidence has not been presented to back the claims. Monday, a World Anti-Doping Agency issued a report implicating athletes, coaches, trainers, doctors, and various Russian institutions, including the country's anti-doping agency and a laboratory in Moscow, in the scandal. A top United Nations official says Burundi is at a tipping point of descending into mass violence. In a speech Monday, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd Raad al-Hussein, urged the UN Security Council to act. He said at least 240 people have been killed in Burundi since anti-government protests began in April, and blamed most of the violence on police, intelligence agents, and the ruling party's militia. He noted that some government opponents are also killing people. The European Union criticized Turkey in a report Tuesday, saying the country has shortcomings in its democratic standards and has regressed on freedoms of expression and assembly. The report on Turkey's possible membership in the EU was held until after elections earlier this month that returned President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party to a majority in parliament. This is VOA News.